Shalom. I wanted to just add a few things that we didn't get to in Shir 28 because we're done with the first perek, but we didn't finish all the makoros. So just two in Yanim, numbers 5 and 6 on the makoros sheet. One, the first inyan is Daf Tesem and Aleph. There's an interesting line. It says Amr Rielazar Gadol Hamaaser Yoseh Min Haoseh. We've discussed a lot in these daf about gaboy tzedakah. Remember in Daf Chesem and Beis, our Rava Achveler of Nasamar Ami to give tzedakah, forcing people, pressuring them, causing them to give tzedakah. So it says Rav Lazar, someone who gets someone to give tzedakah is greater than the person who actually gives tzedakah. Shenemar v'haya maase tzedakah shalom v'avodas tzedakah hashkedu vetach ad olam. Here there's a bit of machlokas exactly what the drasha is from this pasuk. Maase tzedakah shalom v'avodas tzedakah hashkedu vetach ad olam. The Marsha says, and the Ritva is very similar, the Marsha and the Ritva say maase tzedakah shalom is maase tzedakah, someone who forced someone to give tzedakah gets shalom. V'avodas tzedakah, someone who actually does the avod and gives the tzedakah, is hashkedu vetach ad olam, gets peace and quiet forever. And interestingly, even though Hashkedu Vetach Ad Olam sounds very big, but Lemaisa in Judaism, Shalom is even greater than that. Shalom means not just Hashkedu Vetach. Hashkedu Vetach means don't bother you. Shalom means really an inner completion and perfection. And Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shalom may represent something really great. Therefore, the Maase has Shalom, which is greater than the Oved, who only has Hashkedu Vetach Ad Olam. That's one way to read the Drasha. Renu Gershom has another way to read the Drasha. He says, Avodas HaTzedakah is ma'aseh. It's not 100% clear what he means, but I think he means that the whole pasuk is talking about someone who causes other people to give tzedakah. Ma'aseh tzedakah shalom is ma'aseh tzedakah. If you get someone to give tzedakah, you get shalom. Avodas hatzedakah, why not just say tzedakah? Because avodas hatzedakah means you do the avoda that leads to tzedakah. What avoda leads to tzedakah? That you get other people to give tzedakah. So he thinks the whole pasuk is telling you, you get shalom in hashkedu vetach ad olam for causing people to give tzedakah. In any case, whether the first half of the pasuk is talking about the ma'aseh and is greater than the second half, like the Ritva and the Maharsha, or the whole pasuk is talking about ma'aseh and saying how great the ma'aseh is, like the Reina Gershom, clearly the ma'aseh is very great, and the Gemara says that he's even greater than the person who gives tzedakah. But why would the ma'aseh be greater than the person who gives tzedakah? It's nice that I cause people, but l'maisa, it seems that the actual tzedakah should also be at least as important. So here we have a fundamental machlokes. The Torah has a gear. The Torah says the ma'aseh tzedakah is equal to the person who gives tzedakah, which seems to be against our Gemara. So the Bach says the Tosofer in the Torah. However, the Prisha says no, that there are Gemaras referring to a specific case. It's referring to only Reuven who forces Shimon to give tzedakah. It means Shimon didn't give tzedakah on his own. So Reuven who forces is as good as Shimon who gives, is sorry, Reuven who's Ma'aseh is better than Shimon who only gives when forced. But Reuven to the Ma'aseh is only equal to someone who gives on his own. So let's put on the board here, why is the Ma'aseh Gadol Min Ha'oseh? So says the Tor, according to the Prisha, as opposed to the Bach who makes it a Tosofer, he says really, really equal. They're really equal. They're both participating in tzedakah. They're both helping the aniyim. It's a partnership. What does it mean, gadol? Ma'aseh is gadol, and someone only gives under compulsion, who doesn't really want to give tzedakah and doesn't have a good heart. He's only gadol from someone who doesn't give without pressure. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because the person who only gives under pressure clearly did not have a good heart. However, that's not Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that the Ma'asa is gadol even from normal Oset Tzedakah. So why would the Ma'asa be so great? So some of Farshim explain based on the idea of Lufum Tzara Agra. How hard is it? Obviously, it's hard to give your own money to tzedakah, but maybe it's even harder to get other people to give tzedakah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's avoda kasha, avodah kasher shev mikdash. The most difficult avodah is getting other people to give tzedakah. What's his lashon here? It says the Aruch HaShulchan, ein lecha avodah kasher shev mikdash yotzei less of tzedakah me'achirim. It's very, very hard. Even though it's hard to give up your own $100, it's even harder to get other people because it's very unpleasant, it's very awkward, and therefore, lefam tzar agra, it is harder. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says it's yoser kasha. It's more difficult, and the from Tzara Agra. Likewise, here's a very realistic notion. The Yavetz, the Hagos of Rav Yaakov Emden, in the back of the Gemara, we know Rav Yaakov Emden had a very realistic notion of communal leadership. In general, Rav Yaakov Emden was unique among most of the Gedolei Achronim, in that in various ways, in various fora, he expressed himself very, very, very honestly. And here he said, he's very famous, those famous quip, I think, of Rav Yaakov Emden, is that after they fired him from being rabbi of the town, which they called an Av Bezdin, Aleph Beis Dalid, he said, now he has extra kavanah in the morning, Shaloh Sani Aved, he has kavanah for with an Aleph as well, because it's so terrible to have the responsibilities of the rabbi, and now that he's fired, he has a valid heter for not being the rabbi of the town. So what does he say there? He knows a little about the collecting tzedakah also. Says that goes Yavetz. It's found in the back of the standard Vilna Gemaras. And the new ones, you know, they have this likud of all the achronim. The old ones, you have to flip through the pages till you found the hagos of the, Yavetz. In any case, in that goes Yavetz, he says, you get insulted when you try to get people. Lamaisa, whenever you try to tell people what to do, they insult you and they hate you and they fight with you. He is a communal rabbi. He knows that. You try to tell someone to keep Shabbos better, they resent it. Certainly, if you try to get them to give money, they certainly resent it. So says the Abbates, he's in the same general direction as the Aruch HaShulchan, Lefum Tzar Agra. He's Sovel Elbonos, and therefore, if you suffer for it, you get more schar. However, I always thought the pashup shot was what I found in the Torah Tamima here. I think it's in a number of achronim. It says very pashut. There's a principle the Torah Tamima points out that's found in the Medrash a few times. If you get someone, this principle is going to go back and sound again like the prisha. If you get someone to do a mitzvah, you get credit as if you did it yourself because you caused the mitzvah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. This person gave the money for tzedakah, but I caused him to, so I also get some credit here. So he quotes, just as a pasuk in B'shalach, which is one of the many examples where Chazal darshan that hamaasas chavir dvar mitzvah malav akasuk ilu asa. If you get someone to do a mitzvah, it's as if you did the mitzvah. But that only makes it equal. So says the Torah Tamima in the footnote. He says very pashut. He says if Reuben gets Shimon to give tzedakah, Shimon gives tzedakah, but Reuben also gets schar for tzedakah. But Shimon only helped the ani by giving tzedakah. Reuben helped two people. He gets schar for helping the ani, and he also helped Shimon do a mitzvah. Right? So since Reuven accomplished two things, he helped Shimon get an extra mitzvah and helped the aniim get money, and Shimon only did one thing, he only helped the aniim get money, it makes sense that Reuven is better. So says the Torah Tamima, it's very pashut. He says, why is the ma'asa gadol l'nosa? Because he helped two people. The ani and the nosein, as opposed to the nosein who only helped one person, but the nosein only helped the ani. Okay, maybe we'll put on the board also what we said in the beginning, that what do we have in this pasuk? We have in this pasuk, v'haya me'aseh hatzedaka shalom avodas hatzedaka hashket uvetach ad olam. What were the two pshata and the Maharsha and the Ritva? They said that this part is talking to the Maaseh and this part is talking about the Nosein, and therefore Shalom is greater and Hashkeit uvetach ad olam is lesser, as opposed to the Rabbeinu Gershom, who says the whole pasuk is talking about the Maaseh, and it's just saying he's great. How do we know greater than the Nosein? That's Misvara. he's greater than the Nosein. Okay, maybe one could interpret Gershon differently, but this is what's nearly. Let's go on to the second thing I want to discuss, which is the very, very fascinating din of Bivosh Ketzira Tishavarna. That's found on, even though Tosfos already mentioned, Daf Chesem and Aleph. It's found on Daf Yud Amud Beis, they have a whole discussion here about the difference between Jews and Goyim on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Most of Daf Yud Amud Beis is that's what's going on. Amar Len Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai the Talmidav. Banai Mausha Amar Akasav Tzedaka Tromim Goy Vechesed Le'um Chatas. Nen Rav Yelezer Amar Tzedaka Tromim Goy Elu Yisrael. Interestingly, even though nowadays Goya means Jews, Goy really means nation. And in Tanakh, yeah, I haven't counted, but probably just as often, Goy means the Jews. And here we have a drasha that a stam word Goy refers to the Jews. Obviously, the umim is plural, so that means other nations. Jews are only one nation. It's a chait for the goyim to give tzedakah. Why? She'en mosin l'skad helpo. Why is it a chait for goyim to give tzedakah? Because goyim only do it in order to become great. They do it shelo l'shma. K'mo she'amar, d'ilaham makarvin, yichochin le'lo d'shma, yamatzin l'chayim malka, uvinohi, that even in Sefer Ezra, when the goyish king was saying, build the Beis HaMikdash, he was doing all the right thing, and says, here's money for karbanos. But the Karbanos weren't brought Lishma. They were only brought in order to daven for the life of the king and his sons. It's really, it's not tzedakah. It's a chid if you do shelo Lishma. He's not doing Lishma Shema, some secret double agent to destroy religion and remove the remembrance of God in the world. He's doing it to get tzchar, so that I do the mitzvah, Shoshem reward me and give me long life. So that's a lot of people do that. All regular people who are not in a very high madriga do that. And that's what we say. If you give money to tzedakah in order that your son lives, exactly parallel, or to get to Olam Haba, it's a tzadagamer. Lokasha, kam yisrael, kam ovi kochav. There's a difference between Yisrael and ovi kochav. Okay, we discussed this maybe even last year. I think last year we learned Masechet Pesachim, so we discussed this line b'iyum. We're not going to go through it again. There's a lot of interesting things here. But the difference between Jews and Goyim, what ultimately is the difference between Jews and Goyim? That, the Parshim explain, that the Jews, even if I give tzedakah or do a mitzvah in order that Hashem reward me, I really want to do it anyway. I just also want the reward. While the Goyim, when they do mitzvah so that Hashem rewards them, they're doing it al tanai, only to get the reward, otherwise it's not worth it. If you do a mitzvah and you also want a reward, that's fine, that's not a gummer. You know, we don't have to all be on such a high madriga that we don't care about ourselves. As long as we're doing the mitzvahs, mimanav shach, if we also want a reward, that's fine. But the goyim, we assume, are only doing the mitzvahs al tanai to get a reward, and otherwise they don't want to do the mitzvahs, and therefore that is considered making a deal with God. And if you make a deal with God, you're really treating him more like, you know, their avodah zarah that they're used to than like real avodah of Hashem. And therefore, that's a perversion and corruption of avodah Hashem, and it is considered a chit. Okay, maybe we will get back in a moment to whether this is a hard and fast rule of Jews versus Goyim, or is just, you know, what Jews usually do and what Goyim usually do. But the Gemara continues along this vein. Then Rabbi Yeshua, Va'omer tzedakah tromim goy el Yisrael, d'chsev min kam chayso goy echad, v'ches lumen chatas, kol ches tzedakah she'o she'umo, so v'chom osem chetu lahem, she'in osem k'reshi t'yimah she'ech malchuzan. Right? They only do it, the same basic idea, in order that their kingdom lasts longer. They only do it so that Hashem will reward them, so that they'll get a schar, al manas, that they get a schar, that their kingdom lasts for a long time, she'nemar, Lahain Malka Malki Shaper Yishaper Alech Alach Vichi Shaper Alach Sorry Vichatach Betzdaka Prok Vavisach Mechanan Ani and Hain Tevi Arka Le Shalvasech etc. Daniel says to Nebuchadnezzar, he says, just redeem your sins with tzedakah and redeem your wrongdoings with giving to poor people, and then Archas like Orech. Your shalva, then your kingdom will have peace. Your kingdom will last for a long time. So you see, the goyim only do it al tanai. Like all the brises until here it actually gets a little worse. The goyim, right, even worse than doing an aveira in order only to get a reward from Hashem, is to do an aveira just to show off. right? So the Goyim only do it to show off. They don't really believe, many of them don't really believe in Hashem at all. They just want to show off. And really, anyone who is arrogant and who shows off ends up in Gehenim. Shenem Zeg Yahir Leitz Shemo. Yahir is arrogance. Ose Be'evra Zodon. Okay, Zodon and Leitz and Zayd are all words for Aveira, but the Evra vein, Evra el Gehenim. I mean, he'll end up at Evra. Evra really means anger, but Evra specifically is a reference to Gehenim. Shenem Yom Evra Hayomahu, talking about the end of days when Hashem will throw all the Rishonim into Gehenim. It's called Yom Evra. Amarim Gabli Aladainim Tzurichim Modoi. Well, this is a common phrase when Leo says, we still are missing something till we know the drush, where we lozar Modoi, where we lozar Modoi Yomer, Tzedakah Torah Min Goy El Yisrael, Dechsev Min Kamach Yisrael Goy Echad, Chesed Lom Chatas, Kol Chesed Tzedakah Sha'akab, Osim Chetul Lahem, Shein Osim L'Charif Osanibo. Notice how it keeps, getting more and more Shalol L'Shma. Says really to understand, maybe Rabbi Gamliel is to understand why tzedakah would be a chait. It's a bit of a chiddush that tzedakah is a chait. After all, tzedakah is a very, very nice thing, and not just a very nice thing. Tzedakah is a very ikker thing, right? Some of the Gemaras have said, "Halftei, if you don't give tzedakah, you're like over Avodah Zarah," and tzedakah is equivalent to kol hatorah kula. Agav. It's interesting to ask why is not giving tzedakah like Avodah Zarah? Why is tzedakah okay? Not really. So, not this line. Why is tzedakah the equivalent of kol hatorah kula? It seems to me that okay, there's a lot more to say about this. I could speak about this for an hour, but I will not. But it's a very common sense idea. Just in a very common sense idea, without everything else that it ties into, and all the rayas and all the vorts, etc. If someone believes in God. Someone believes not just in God, the Aristotelian God, as it were. Someone believes that Hashem runs the world, that how I succeed in business, whether I get this business deal, whether I get the promotion, whether I keep my job or I get fired when they downsize, etc., comes from Hashem. Hashem's running the world. Then they can give tzedakah. Because they understand that Hashem wants them to give tzedakah with their money, and Hashem takes care of them, Hashem will give them what they need, and whenever they give tzedakah, Hashem will give them back. Remember, the Radvaz says, even nisayon is mutter in tzedakah. He's not saying, l'chachil, we should do nisayon. But the point is, that if you give tzedakah, that Hashem makes it up back to us. If someone doesn't give tzedakah, it's likely because, even though they might say otherwise, but in their hearts, they don't really believe God runs the world. They don't really believe that their money comes from Hashem and that Hashem takes care of it and makes it up. And they really think that if they give tzedakah, they won't have enough because there is no greater power that works things out and of course, make sure that you don't lose from giving tzedakah. Interestingly, the Rambam, who was generally wary of, metaphysical promises. He was into metaphysical thinking about divinity, but he was wary of making too many miraculous promises in the Mishnah Torah. The few places he does are very fascinating. One of them, he says, no one ever got poor from giving tzedakah. Okay, so that's why giving tzedakah might be like Avodah Zarah, because we saw earlier in these dapim, because you don't believe in God, ultimately, deep inside. I mean, you might believe theoretically in terms of if someone asks you what your philosophy is, but in terms of how you live your life in your heart, there's something lacking there. Why is tzedakah the equivalent to all the other mitzvahs? It might be the same thing. The Marsha basically says tzedakah is about believing in God, and believing in God is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. So that makes a lot of sense. I wonder if one could also say that tzedakah, fundamentally, you have this money. You could keep it for yourself and be selfish, or you could give it out to others. Ultimately, tzedakah, really, that's all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are about selfishness versus idealism, right? It's not, some have been unlachaveiro, clearly, about caring about myself or going out of my way for others, and been unlamakom also. You know, every been unlamakom, selfishness, I want to indulge my desires more, I want to be more comfortable and lazy, etc., versus I'm going to do the right thing for Hashem. Ultimately, maybe kol hatorah kula is about keeping for myself versus doing the right thing for others, whether they be Hashem or whether they be another human being. And therefore, tzedakah shkula connected all the mitzvos, because all the mitzvos, in some deeper level, are a basic decision. Am I going to be selfish and just indulge my own desires, or am I going to do the right thing, even at cost to myself? But tzedakah shkula connected all the mitzvos, because here's where it's actually concretized. There is like a 100 shekel bill, and it goes here, or it goes there. And therefore, perhaps tzedakah, where I really just take something physically out of my own rishos and give it to others, is shkula connected all the mitzvos, because just about taking away from my own, about suppressing my own selfishness, and doing what is right. In any case, let's get back to to our conversation. It's a big chiddush that tzedakah could be a chait. And I think maybe that's what we're going to do. What in that name, Shrich Lemodoy? We need a Lazar Modoy. What's wrong with everyone until now? Everyone until now has been like a ladder. How Shalol Lishma are the Goyim? And why do we still need the Modoy? Because even Shalol Lishma, you know what? I'm uncomfortable with this. Even Shalol Lishma, and even though there's a difference between Jews and Goyim, and the Goyim do a Shalol Lishma, they really do a Shalol Lishma. It's still, I'm uncomfortable saying that tzedakah could be a chait. Tzedakah is such a great thing, could it really be a chait? So the first that says, yeah, it's a chait, they just want to live long. Okay, no, we need to go further. Just wanting to live long should make it a chait? No, it's a chait because they want their evil, oppressive, tyrannical regime to continue. Still, just because you want your government to continue, is that a chait? No, it's a chait because they're just trying to be arrogant and show off, and they don't care about anything. They don't care about any ideals. Still, just because you're being arrogant, you know, I'm sorry to say it could be, maybe there's a lot of Orthodox Jews who also sometimes do things just to be arrogant and show off. And, you know, we try to judge them nicely. That's enough. So I think Tzrich L'Modai. No. To make tzedakah a chet, he's only comfortable. We're comfortable calling tzedakah a chet if it's done for the most nefarious purposes. Because tzedakah is so great, if the purposes were only less than idealistic, or even bad, right, and we still need something. Only if you do it for nefarious purposes, maybe the most nefarious purposes, maybe then we're comfortable calling tzedakah a chit because we love tzedakah so much. So adayin tzrich l'modoi. What does the modoi say? Where we lose our modoi say that chesed u'mechatos called tzedakah b'chesed she'akam osim chetu lahem she'ein osim l'charif osanubo. They only do it in order to insult the Jews. That's a pretty nefarious purpose. If you only do a mitzvah in order to insult other people, right? To be not just firmer than thou, like, oh, I can show off how firm I am, but I can actually insult you, then that's really a perversion of the entire idea of mitzvos, and then we understand it. We can turn tzedakah into a chet. She'nemar v'yavo v'yas Hashem k'sher diber ki chatosem l'Hashem v'lo shematem b'kolo v'haya lachem hadavar hazeh, as it says in Yirmiyah. As it says in Yirmiyah, that who said this? Nebuzradan Rav Tabachim, the general of Nebuchadnezzar. He says, all of a sudden he's firm, he says, oh, you Jews, you see, now Hashem did what you deserve because you did Averos. Meaning, all he was interested in telling the Jews that the Jews were no good and the Jews weren't from, and therefore he says that, okay, the Mefarshim discuss exactly how we know what Nebuzradan did, is connected to tzedakah. Maybe he was doing tzedakah at the time to Yirmiyah. But we see that there is an agenda among some evil goyim to just be mecharif the Jewish people. And clearly, if you're only giving tzedakah and mecharif the Jewish people, that is a nefarious purpose. And whoever does that would be turning tzedakah into a chet. He puts the comma in a place where it's not al pi pshuto shel mikra. Tzedakah tormi goy v'chesed liyisrael. Tzedakah tormi goy, that's the Jews, and the Jews get chesed. Ulu umem chatas, and ulu umem sin. Amler, Yochanan zakt hamidav, nirin dirim nechunim en ekonomi, dvarim direchen. His shot is the best. Why? Since tzedakah v'chesed liyisrael l'akum chatas. He gives the word chesed to the Jews, instead of to the goyim only get the word chatas. So you could have said chesed u'mechatas. Even the goyim do chesed, it becomes chatas. But he puts the chesed on the Jews, so his pshat is even nicer to the Jewish people. Miklal du nami amar. Since Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says better than mine and everyone else's words, that means Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had a pshat. What was his pshat? D'tanya amar lehen. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai k'shem shachatz mechaperes al yisrael kach tzedakah mechaperes al umos ha'olam. Just like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, apparently the opposite of everything you said until now. Just like a korban chatas mechaperes on the Jews, the goyim can't bring a korban chatas. Al pi halacha, korban chatas is only for Jews. Goyim could bring an ola, but not a korban chatas. So what do the goyim do that's equivalent to korban chatas? Katz tzedakah mechaperes umos olam. He's actually making tzedakah a good thing for the umos olam. Chesed umim chatas doesn't mean chesed umim chet. It means chesed umim korban chatas. That the goyim get the benefits kilu they brought a korban chatas when they give tzedakah. This makes a lot of sense. The Jews have a special avod in the Beis HaMikdash, and the goyim do not have this special relationship with Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, but they have basic, natural morality of being nice people. So the goyim do their job of being nice people. That's equivalent to the Jews having their special karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, goyim can also bring karbanos, but that's not the point right now. They can't bring karban chatas. Okay, here it's interesting. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai seems to have an opposite approach from the same pasuk of everyone else. Where will we go with this? Let's look at one more halacha. If for Hermes, imid is shvur malka. If for Hermes, we had her also nafches and vase when she sent for mitzvah rabbah, the mother of the shvur malka, King Shapur, I think of Persia. He was a very, very big king, and he was very into Judaism, many, many sugyas throughout Shas. So he was into Judaism, and his mother apparently was also into mitzvos and Judaism. Shadr Arbimid dinar in the comedy Rabbi Ami Velo Keblin, who she sent 400 dinar for tzedakah to Rabbi Ami, and he didn't accept it. Shadrina Lukami, the Rava Kablinim Shem Shlom Malchus. She gave him to Rav and he accepted it because of Shlom Malchus, because you don't want to insult the king, because, okay, it's obvious why you don't want to insult the king or the king's mother. Shama Rabbi Ami Ikbid. Amar, lastly, Bivos Ktsirati Shavarna Nashim Bos Meiros Osa. He says, how can you accept from the king's mother? Don't you hold to the Pasuk of Bivos Ktsirati Shavarna? When the Kutzer, when the grain, the growing grain is dry, it breaks. What does that mean? That means that when this referring to the malchus of the goyim, when it dries up, it will break. When they lose their mitzvos and they have no more zechuyos, their malchus will end. And the assumption is that that means the Jews will have the geula when the malchus of the goyim ends. The Jews will have their geula. So don't you know that we don't want the malchus of the goyim to continue? We don't want them to have zechuyos of tzedakah. Nashim Balsmi Rava. So why did Rava accept it? Shlom Malchus says, I know that Shlom Malchus is doche bivos ksirati shavarna. Rabbi Yami not Mishim Shlom Malchus. Doesn't Rabbi Yami also know about Shlom Malchus? How could he criticize Rava? Apparently, Rabbi Yami himself, everyone has a different shot. We're not going to get into it. He didn't think he had to worry about insulting the king. Maybe he was in a different place. Maybe he was just a different position. But doesn't he know Rava had to not insult the king? No, Rami said, of course for Shlom Malchus you'd accept it, but you don't want them to give a big zechus, so you shouldn't give it to Jewish Shanim, you should only give it to Goyish Shanim. For Rav Nami Laniyo of the Chavim Nesvinhu, for Rav Nami put a little sign coming, Rava also knew this halacha, Bivos Ktsirna, and only gave it to Goyish Shanim. And Rav Ami was just a misunderstanding. Rav Ami thought he gave it to Jewish Shanim, say, why give them such a big zechus? And really, Rava gave it to Goyish Shanim. Okay, now this, there's an obvious question that Mepharshim should bring up, which is that if we just had a whole most of an Amud Gemara about how it's not a zechus for going to give tzedakah, it's a chet for going to give tzedakah. So what's Bivos Ktsirati Shavarna? Why are we worried about the goyim getting zechuyos if it's not a zechus to give tzedakah? And here, interestingly, what I might have said, this is very radical, I couldn't find it in the Mepharshim, and I'll tell you why I couldn't find it in the Mepharshim. What I might have said is that maybe it's a machlokis tanaim. After all, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thinks it's a chutz for going to give tzedakah. Only the other tanaim thought that it was a chet for going to give tzedakah. And maybe Rabbi Ami and who is it? Rava. Maybe Rabbi Ami and Rava hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That would be wild. Then we would hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that it's a chutz and not a chet. Against, the many other Tanaim, against the many other Tanaim above. That would be very radical. Why would it be so radical? The reason why I think none of the Mepharshim say this is it's not because they didn't want to give Zechuyos to the Goyim. It's because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself, what was his Lashon? He says, "Nirin divrei nechuni menakana mi devarai umi divrei chem." If Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself agreed to Rabbi Nechuni menakana, it's a little harder to say we pass like him if even he seems to have retracted his opinion. So I'm leave that as a theoretical answer. How about the stira between on the one hand chesed leumim chatos, which says the chet, versus bivosh ktsira tishavarna, which means it's a zechus, because after all, only zechus would make their kingdom last longer, not a chet. So one answer might be, it is a machlokes. Maybe it is a machlokes. This is just the other tanoim. And this is Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But that's very radical, and the reason why they don't say this, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai seems to have himself retracted, so it's hard to say we pass like him. So what do you have to say? L'chora, what you have to say is that this idea, well, you have to say one of two things. Basically, you have to modify this idea that it's a chet for Goyim to give tzedakah. If it was really such a chet, there would be no zechuyos, there would be no bivosh ktsirat shavarna. How would you modify it? One possibility is the Drisha. Says the Drisha, He says the drisha, you know, sometimes Chazal talk in exaggerated lashon. Right, we're familiar with the idea, exaggerated lashon. You know, this, whoever does this is if they kept the whole Torah kula. Whoever does this is if they worship Avodah Zarah, etc., etc. The Chazal, that's the way they give mussar, that's the way they express things in exaggerated lashon. When they said it's only a chait for going to give tzedakah, they don't mean it's only a chait for going to give tzedakah. You know, people are complex, people have their good sides and their bad sides, their good intentions and their bad intentions, their proper reasons, their improper reasons. And things in life are complex. There's a negative aspect to things. There's also a positive aspect to things. What they meant is that there's a negative aspect to going and giving tzedakah. But it's not a total chait, because it's also a mitzvah to give tzedakah, says the Drisha on the bottom of the Torah. He says that even though Korochatas is called, he said, Mikomam Zuchos Lem, it's still a Zuchos, even a mitzvah Shalom Lashma is a Zuchos. The Korochatas, why is it called a Chait? Connect Zuch Sheshot Shakul Zuchos. Compared to the Jews who have a complete Zuchos, what the Goyim do is a Chait. But in and of itself, it's something complex, which is a chos, just a lower level chos, because it also has an aspect of chait. So it has a negative aspect and a positive aspect. So therefore, it has a negative aspect, which is why it's called a chatas, but it also has a partial zuchos. And therefore, you know, even so, it doesn't do the wrong reason it's a zuchos. And therefore, we don't want them to have that partial zuchos. The Ksav Sofer says something very fascinating. The Ksav Sofer goes, I don't know if that's called going a little further or going less far, but says the Ksav Sofer, he says, no, what do you mean Goyim and Jews? What's it mean Goyim and Jews? One could say, we're not going to get into all the philosophy behind this. No, Goyim and Jews, fundamentally, a Jew is a Jew. You know, his soul is made of a certain kind of material and he fundamentally does things l'shma on some mystical level. And a guy, the neshama of a guy is made of a different kind of material and fundamentally does things that are evil, even if they look good from the outside. Or you could say, no, it's not something fundamentally mystically different about Jews and Goyim. It's just that, like the Rambam likes to say all the time, why are the Jews so great? Because they have the positive influence of the Torah, and the Torah teaches them to be good people. Why are the Goyim so evil? Because the Avodah Zarah teaches them to be bad people. In general, there's a reason Jews are and Goyim are Goyim, because Jews follow the Torah, and Goyim follow pernicious religions and philosophies. And therefore, as a general rule, Jews do things l'shma, and as a general rule, Goyim do things shelo l'shma, and therefore, it's considered a chatas. And if you're talking about Koresh, and you're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, etc., these are goyim. Even when they did good things, they did the good things shelo l'shma. You know, let's be very realistic. We all know a lot of politicians, and they do a lot of good things, but mistama, it's all for cynical reasons. But that's just a rule of thumb. Maybe if Hormuz was different, there are some goyim who are really very, very good people. Why don't they eat the Torah? They happen to be born Goyim. They haven't realized the truth yet, etc. Not every Goy is exactly the same. Not every Jew is exactly the same. This is a rule of thumb based on the communal and educational influences. And if so, says the Ksav Sofer, he says no. Most Goyim, most of the time, are giving Shelo L'shma and Tzachatas. But even according to all the other Tanoim, that's just a rule of thumb most of the time. But says the Ksav Sofer, excuse me. He says here, Afshar, V'yesha Enos and Lisyar, some are not doing for arrogance, Rak L'mitzvah, some are trying to do the mitzvah, or Gam Nosim Erechmanos, or trying to really have proper Erechmanos. So he says, sometimes, and maybe especially when it comes to Ifra Hormuz, she was a very, very religious person, maybe sometimes, it's not a rule of thumb, sometimes Goyim do things for the right reasons. Therefore, we want to avoid this great zchus of tzedakah. We see how great tzedakah is. We want to avoid this great zchus of tzedakah, which will cause their kingdom to thrive, survive and thrive, and be ma'akev the geula and lead to oppression of the Jewish people. Okay, so we see basically bivosh k'tzivah tishavarna already creates a chink in the armor of chesed le'umim chatas. That if it's really chatas, why would we worry about not having zchus? So either you have to say we don't pass against a chatas, which is very radical based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's statement, or you have to say, no, it's really half and half, something in between. Or you have to say it really depends on the circumstances, like the Ksav Sofer. I just wanted to deal a moment with two other questions that come up here. One is the Rambam. Both, okay, they both come from the Rambam, one comes from the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, your apostle Eidos, if you accept Tzedakah of the Goyim before Hesya. Someone who in public accepts tzedakah from goyim is a chilul Hashem. It's a chilul Hashem that a Jew has to take tzedakah from a goy, that the Jews don't take care of each other. Okay, there's various different formulations, but that is the mainstream understanding because of chilul Hashem shebedavar. And therefore, says the Rambam in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, where this Rambam be Perek Ches Halacha Tes. Let me just open it up. Rambam. Says the Rambam, also Yisrael li told tzedakah na'akum far hesya. You're not allowed to take tzedakah from the goy before hesya. But then there's an exception. Yachol lichias tzedakah shel shalvei yachol lidim na'akum. It's scenarios and water. If someone's starving and they can't get tzedakah from Jews, it's a terrible situation. We hope will never happen. And they can't even get tzedakah from goyim quietly. Then they're allowed to because what can they do? They have no choice in the matter. They are starving to death. But here's what's funny. All the mafarshim ask, but it seems to be mutter to accept tzedakah from goyim betzina. Why would we mutter to accept tzedakah from goyim betzina? After all, what happened to Yivosh Ktsir Tishavarna? We don't want the zechus of tzedakah going to the goyim. It's a very big zechus. So lama mutter litol tzedakah min hagoyim betzina. The Rambam talks about how in the case like Ravi Ami and Rava, you shouldn't take tzedakah from the gabbai tzedakah, should not accept tzedakah from the goyim and give it out to Jewish anim, etc. Okay, that must be before Hesya. But betzina, it's mutter to take tzedakah from goyim. Okay, we'll question that in a moment. Why would it be mutter betzina? So, what you could say, this would also be a little radical, and I haven't seen anyone say this, just snapshot in the Gemara. If you want to go back to my Pshat and Machlokes, there's a Machlokes. Rabbi Ami and Rava are like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai against the other Tanaim, but go the other direction. Maybe since Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai himself admitted that he was wrong, and we pass like all the other Tanaim, we pass in there is no schus for Goyim. If there's no schus for Goyim, there's no Vivosh Ktsir Tishavarna. Why should you not take tzedakah in a very public, large-scale fashion from the Goyim? That's because of Chil Hashem. But as long as you do betzina, there's no Chil Hashem. Maybe there is no Vivosh Ktsir Tishavarna. So this is a big chiddush again. Why is it a big chiddush? Because it sounds like the Allah is like Rabbi Ami and Kafa. The Gemara never questions it. But maybe, I know this is a big chiddush, maybe you could say that Rabbi Ami v'Rava Savru Kir Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai v'lo Kaimelon Kach. But that is a very big chiddush. That is not what we find in the Mefarshim. What do we find in the Mefarshim? Okay, the Taz says something a little dachuk, says the Taz, it's only as chus to be vosh ktsir tishavarna if they're giving to Jewish aniyim. But the case where it's mutter litol betzina is if they're giving to all people, without regard to race, ethnicity, or a creed. And then it's not such a big chus. I mean, that's possible, it's just, there's no hint of that in the Rambam. But maybe you could say it, it's a little dachuk, says the Taz, that im nosnim le kol ha'aniyim biyachad goyim v'yisraelim ein lahem zechus gadol. Okay, that's the Taz. The seemingly the smoother pshat is what the Drisha says. The original scene also says the first, but the Drisha says said it a long time before, and the Drisha was really the first Achron to write on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Drisha is on the tour. Says the Drisha, he says very pashut. He says it's not really mutter to accept tzedakah betzina from a goy. It's just, it's not hutcher, it's the chuya. It's just that if you're so poor and you have no choice, then it's mutter because it's better than starving. Okay, meaning to take tzedakah from goyim betzina is a small zechus. That small zechus, let's say like this. The needs of the ani out override bivosh ktsir tishavarna. Bivosh ktsir tishavarna is not an iser gomer like chil Hashem. It's just like better not to. And therefore, better not to. If you're a gabbai tzedakah, better not to. The gabbai tzedakah can figure out other ways to get to raise tzedakah money. But if you're the poor person, it's one thing to tell the gabbai, have standards. the poor person who doesn't have money to pay his rent, who doesn't have money to buy a coat for his kids for the winter, who doesn't have money to buy food to eat. Tell him, no, you should have your standards. You don't want to give schus to the goyim. It's not right. The gabbai tzedakah makes such chishbonos. The poor guy who doesn't have food to eat, he's going to worry about schus for the goyim and whether Mashiach's going to come now or later because of how long the goyish malchus is going to last. That's an unreasonable expectation. So says the Drisha, Tzorech ha'ani is doche, the din of Bivosh Ktsira Tisha Varna. The din only applies to a gabbai. The gabbai, he's not starving. Yeah, he has aniyim. He'll find other ways of getting money for the aniyim. He has a tzedakah fund. It's an interesting question. What if the gabbai mamish had the ani right there waiting at his door and had no other money? Maybe then we'd also compromise. But a stam case, he just sends money like if or Hermes sends a check to the gabbai, okay. The gabbai will manage without. He won't have as much. It won't be as easy, but he'll manage without. The gabbai has to be makbid on bringing Mashiach quicker and making sure that the goyish, the Malchus Edom or Malchus Paras doesn't last as long. But the poor person doesn't have to worry about that. That's the drisha. That's out of all the pshat we've said so far, probably the best pshat, the least dachuk pshat. Because in the Gemara, we only find Bivosh Ktsira by a gabbai tzedakah. And also just morally, like, it's a little harsh to tell a poor person who has no food to eat that he has to worry about Bivosh Ktsira Tisha Varna. But I think there's room for another answer. But before, I wouldn't have said that other answer if not for a different steer in the Rambam. What steer is there in the Rambam? The Rambam says, Matnusani, a melech or sar min agoyim who sends money to Yisrael, l'tzedakah, imach zirun lo solom, don shlom malchus. We don't give it back to him because of shlom malchus. Meaning we shouldn't do like Rabbi Ami. Again, some of the first day Rabbi Ami lived in a different kingdom, so he didn't have to worry. Because he was Rabbi Ami, so he was in Israel, and if Hormuz only ruled in Bavel, okay, maybe. Elo, not let me men be not only Akam Besajik, they should listen. We take it and give it out secretly to Goyet, to the Goyish poor people, so that the king doesn't hear. Interestingly, Tosos asked Nafchesim and Aleph, and Rashi asked, the Ritva asked everyone, so why do we use Ifra Hormuz's tudaf ago, her money for Pidyon Shvuyim? After all, Pidyon Shvuyim is Pidyon Shvuyim of Jews, and we're only supposed to use it for Goyish Aniyim Shem Shlom Malchus. There are 2 days in the Mefarshim. Either Tosa has 2 days there, either they use it for Pidyon of Goyish Shvuyim, or second day, since she said, man, which like Rashi also says, since she said Mitzvah Rabbah, therefore it's only Mitzvah Rabbah to do Pidyon Shvuyim of Jews, and because of Gnevas Das, or because of Gneva, the Abraham says, therefore, we can't do Gnevas Das, and we have to use her for what she said. Okay, but in any case, getting back to this, says the Rama, only because of Shlom Malchus we accept it. But that seems to be a stira to Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. In Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, said the Rambam, a goy who, Nosan Tzedaka, the same thing Lamaisa. A guy who gives tzedakah, we give out to goyish poor people in Matnos Aniyim. In Melachim and Matnos Aniyim, we give out to goyish poor people. The problem is in Matnos Aniyim says we only accept from Shlom Malchus. And in Melachim he says we accept it stam, even from a regular guy where there's not Shlom Malchus. So here's the stira. What's the stira in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim? We only accept from Melech Osar because of Shlom Malchus. But in Hilchos Melachim, it sounds like we accept from any guy. Okay, what we do with it is the same. This is a very, very problematic stira with the Lechemish and Mishnah. This is the question that Kesem Mishnah asked there. He says, Sargian, I can't figure it out. The Lechemish and Mishnah give a very dachuk answer. It could be, but it's very dachuk. Well, one answer is the Lechem Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech. The later Achronim didn't like this because it was very dachuk. They just make an okimta. They add an okimta that it's also a case of Shlom Malchus in Hilchos Melachim. Oh, Hilchos Melachim says a Goyish Santa really meant only Goyish King who has Shlom Malchus. Okay, that's possible, but that's very dachuk because that's not what it sounds like at all. The Ksav Sofer gives one possibility, and the Rishon Sion also bring up this possibility. They suggest that maybe really, and here you have to reread the Gemara a little. Really, even without Shlom Malchus, okay to give to Goyish Aniyim. you can give Goyish Aniyim even without Shlom Malchus. You don't need a heter of Shlom Malchus to give out to Goyish Aniyim. Because giving to Goyish Aniyim is not such a big zechus that it's a problem with Vosh Ksira Tisha Varna. Rabbi Ami says, don't accept it Vosh Ksira Tisha Varna. And he says, only accept it for Shlom Malchus. That before he knew he gave it to Goyish Aniyim. Once he knew he gave it to Goyish Aniyim, it's a heter even without Shlom Malchus. So what does he mean here that in Matnas Aniyim it's only mutter of Shlom Malchus? No, it's mutter even without Shlom Malchus. It's just that without Shlom Malchus, you have a choice. You can accept or reject it. With Shlom Malchus, it's not the heter to accept it. It's a chiev to accept of Shlom Malchus. So that is what they have many answers. But one answer in the Ksav Sofer and the Rishon Tzion. The Rishon Tzion, by the way, is the person of the Shulchan Aruch by the Baal Or Chaim. He wrote a number of Pirushim in different parts of Shulchan Aruch. He was a big halachist. He didn't only write very nice drushim on Chumash. He also wrote the Pre-Toar on Yoredeya. That's quoted sometimes in the Hilchos Kashrus, etc. What do they say? They say, really, mutter lekabel ulechalik la'aniye akum, even without Shlom Malchus. Why did the Rambam say only Shlom Malchus? No, he says, mutter lekabel even without Shlom Malchus. But it's a chiyuv lekabel mishum Shlom Malchus. What Shlom Malchus doesn't make it mutter to accept. Shlom Malchus makes it chayiv to accept. Because otherwise you have the option to do whatever you want. So the chiyuv to accept for Shlom Malchus. Okay, that's possible. I just want to end with, this theory really makes you think of an option that Rishon Tzion brought up a little later. And then he says, my other pshat is ikker. But I think it's a very nice pshat. We only find Vivosh Ksir Tisha Varna, which is about a Malchus by Ifra Hormuz, who is part of the Melech. Maybe suggest the Rishon Tzion at the end of his words. You can answer all the questions at once. Why is it mutter to accept? Why? Basically, what are the two questions? First question was the Reish of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. Basically, we're on Sanhedrin. Why is it mutter to take tzedakah from a goy be sinah? After all, bivos ktira. Second question is the Hilchos Malachim. Why is it mutter to take tzedakah from a goy stam? Maybe the answer is, it's mutter takes tzedakah from a goy stam. There is no bivosh ktsira. Why do we hand it out to goy shaniyim? Because of chilul Hashem, not because of bivosh ktsira. Bivosh ktsira is only if the king gives, and that's what the Rambam says. If a king or a sar gives, there should be an iser bivosh ktsira. But we're matter it because of shlom malchus. If a regular guy gives, there's no iser bivosh ktsira in the first place because every regular guy, why does he bring chos to the Malchus? The Melech brings chos to the Malchus. And the advantage of this is it really true that we don't want any goyim to do any good things? They might get zechuyas and improve their Malchus? We don't want goyim to be good people, to be over to Hashem and do mitzvos? You know, now you could say no, zechudok is a bigger zechus than anything else. I don't know, you don't want goyim to believe in God? You don't want goyim to keep Shevet Mitzvah, Noach, etc.? Okay, I guess you could say you want to keep Shevet Mitzvah with Noach because it's a chi of gomer midoraisa. But since tzedakah is not a chi of gomer midoraisa, therefore we don't want to have the zechus. But you could say no. We want goyim to be good people and have zechuyos. It's just the government's the goyim. And the government, we don't worry about the spirituality of the government. The government is pure politics. Every goyim, we want to be more spiritual and more of a tzaddik and closer to Hashem and the takin ol malchus shakai. Not tikin ol like they say nowadays to make people do more aveiros, etc. Tikin ol malchus shakai to make people do more mitzvos. We want everyone to do more mitzvos with the Jews or goyim, but not the government. Government is different from individual civilians. The government, we rather not have zechuyos because the government, we don't want to have zechuyos for the government. We'd rather the government disappeared. Let the whole world be takin ol malchus shakai and do mitzvos and wonderful. But let the government disappear and disappear and fail. Okay, government is different, so maybe you could use that to answer both questions. And am I sure it's true? No, but it's very interesting. Why should we vote for every time they can Harry off the street? Some guy down the block gives tzedakah. That's going to cause the malchus to extend? No, but if the king does it, that makes a lot more sense. So what could you say? Let's just give third answer here. Is based on the Rishon Letzion. Where the Rishon Letzion, his next pshat, right? His second pshat, Teirut Sheni. What does he say? He says, there is in Melech Osar, there is a chshash of Bivosh Ktsira, but heter of Shlom Malchus, when it comes to a private citizen, there's no chash in the first place, so you don't need a heter of Shlomo Malchus. We know a private guy sends money to Gabi Tzedakah, there's no Isser and there's no heter. He just sends the money. Why do you give it to any goyim? Because it's Chol Hashem to give to Jewish anim. But when a melech comes, there's an Isser of Yul's Ksira, and then you need a heter of Shlomo Malchus. That also answered the first question. Based on the Rishon Letzion, we can answer Teirutz Achron. Right? This is okay, because there's many answers to many questions. What does he say? He says there's only an Ishmael's Ksira from the Goyim, but this is referring to a private citizen. And a private citizen, there's no Bivos Ksira. It's a problem of Chil Hashem, Befarhesia, because Jews should take care of their own. But there's no Bivos Ksira for a private citizen, only for the government. Really, it makes you have a totally different. It's not that we don't want Goyim to be good and have Zechuyos. It's that we just don't want to give the government Zechuyos. You know, the government relate to differently than the general idea of human beings serving Hashem. Government is already politics. Okay, there's obviously a lot more to say about tzedakah, but these are, you know, the main things I wanted to mention. Okay, the we will I think, call it a perek, and we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem in the regular shiur slot with the third perek.